The themes and the content discussed in this program may be of an adult nature. It is not suitable for younger ears.
Live and local.
After the Watershed.
Good evening.
Oh, it feels earlier.
We should come clean. We're actually sat in the studio and it's sunny outside. Well, I wouldn't go that far.
It's
you were wearing
warm.
Shades, love.
I was wearing shades and I'm in a vest top. I just walked from Hove. I'm not vest ready.
You're not, really.
How dare you?
Thank God it's radio.
So the last time I saw you, lady, you were so beautiful. I mean, you're gorgeous now, but come on. In your gorgeous red at the Arias, being fantastic and winning silver. Congratulations.
The dress was a little Jane McDonald, I thought, though, so with you know, hindsight.
So you know, Jane
It was, though. It was.
So, you know, could have been Ronald McDonald. It could have been a lot worse. No, you looked absolutely gorgeous. I walked past the pub where you lot were with the team, and I was on the phone thinking, I wonder where they are. You know, I can't see. And then I turned around, and it was just like this halo around you. All these men around you. I was like, oh, there she is.
There she is. No, it was a fun night, wasn't it?
It was great. So congratulations.
Thank you. Well, let's get on with another award-winning show then, shall we?
I mean, I've got high hopes.
There is something a bit odd, because obviously we pre-record the programme now, so there is always something a little bit odd to be talking about the topics we talk about so early in the day. I don't know that I've ever discussed Willy's at 9:45 in the morning.
Really?
I don't think so. So it's going to be a first.
Yeah.
Why are we talking about, well, it's not, is it penises or peni?
Why do you think
I like
know
to be grammatically
things?
Correct.
Yeah, I know you do. Let's just say winkies.
Winkies.
Penises. Penises.
What do you call willies? I go with.
Do you?
Yeah.
I'm not, that's what I say.
Oh, what do you say?
Oh, well, I
can imagine what she says. I can imagine what she says. The reason we're talking about.
Do you say willies?
I would say Willy, yeah.
So if you did
is that a bit childish?
If you did
it?
Any
bit...
dirty talk,
yeah,
right?
No, then I wouldn't. No, no. No. I mean, on air, I would say.
Okay,
Willy.
Yeah. Me too.
I think
too.
What I'm saying is that's the least offensive word, isn't it?
Yeah, let me think.
What? Oh, my. Let me think about this.
Sorry? Oh. It's a ring. It's a ring my dad gave me.
Oh, my word.
Live and local.
After the Watershed.
Seriously, what is that?
It's, I call it Dickie.
Right.
And it's our good friend our show, Tracy Davies, bought this to me for my birthday. And it's finger fun. And it's a plastic. What do you think it is?
It's an elephant's trunk?
Sure.
Is that what that is on your finger?
It's a grey, wrinkly.
What is it made out of?
Have a little feel. It feels delicious.
Oh, it's like it's like a squishy.
And it's kind of sticky squishy, but not sticky.
A bit like a
Alison, stop
ball,
touching
sorry.
It. Stop touching Dickie.
I don't think you're allowed to with coronavirus. I don't think you're allowed
now.
To touch other people's Dickies.
But this is, so it's do you remember Finger Bobs? Finger Bobs. It's like Finger Bobs, but it's a huge old elephant's trunk and it's plastic and it swishes and you put it on your finger and you have fun. And my dream is to get 10 and put them on my hands and just touch type in front of someone. Just to freak them right out.
That would freak them right out, yeah.
But this is kind of what we're talking about today.
Well, we're asking that age-old question, does size really matter?
Right.
And the reason we're asking it is because a new dating site has been set up for blokes with little willies, or smaller than average, shall we say.
Well, how do we, what's average?
Well, exactly, what is normal?
Because a man will say, if you're parking, that's 6 inches, she says, holding her fingers 2 inches apart.
Yeah, I always go by pizzas, because I know where I am then. I know what a 12 inch is, do you know what I mean? And then I work my way backwards from there.
You know there's a stuffed crust joke there that... And I'm certainly not going into the dough balls territory.
No, don't go there. So this particular dating site, which is called, can I share the name with you?
Yeah.
Dinky One. They have seen a lot of men signing up. In fact, I'm just reading in the paper here. Apparently, men are signing up at a rate of 1 every 5 seconds. The site is seeking to match guys with a penis less than the 5.5-inch average with partners who prefer smaller. We can talk now to the man behind this website, David Minns. David, has it really been that busy?
Yes, it has. It's been amazing, really, how popular the site and the uptake has been really out of this world. Yes, one every 5 seconds across the world. It's been amazing.
It's just the thought. So the average is 5.5 inches. So it's the thought of. So do men have to prove to you they're below 5.5? Are there lots of photos coming your way?
Well, we have a no nudity policy. So that side we don't know. But no, there's no moderation. It's really down to honesty. And because of the nature of the site, I imagine most people, you know, if they're bigger, would not want to be on the site anyway. So I think hopefully it's honesty that helps with the moderation there.
There are sites for the bigger or the more well-endowed as well. I found another one, yeah, called Over 7. So if you're over 7 inches, that's the site for you.
What a time to be alive.
We've discussed niche dating sites before, haven't we? And I suppose if that's what you're looking for, then it makes sense to, I don't know, bring your search down.
Yeah.
Filter it.
Why did you feel there was a market, David?
I'm a serial entrepreneur when it comes to online dating. So I run about 10 different sites and 5 different apps. And so I've really tried to make products that where dating or meeting online is easier than the real life part initially. So if somebody's sort of not body confident, then and later on in the dating sort of life cycle, they have to kind of come to that point, then having everything out in the open, so to speak, at the beginning, lets everybody just focus on the relationship side and not sort of be worried about things later on. So that's the kind of concept behind it.
I guess it could take away some of that anxiety, couldn't it? Yeah. I mean, do you think penis anxiety is a real thing, David?
I think so. I think, I mean, certainly times have changed. I mean, I think the adult entertainment industry is a lot more mainstream now. I mean, the stats of people who sort of visit adult entertainment is sort of well known, and the porn industry online is the largest. All of the big websites, apart from Google and Facebook, the rest of them are all adult entertainment, and they always cast well over average guys. So I think there's quite a lot of insecurity potentially from people who are just average and standard.
I've got penis anxiety and I don't have a penis.
Porn's got a lot to answer for.
Porn's
how many
got
times
too
do
much.
We have these conversations?
It
always comes back to porn and people having unrealistic expectations because of what they've seen.
I guess there's lots of reasons why women would prefer a smaller. What's the word we're allowed to use, David? Say penis. Come on,
yeah,
we're grown-ups.
I think penis is, yeah, that's the medical definition is completely right.
Alison would like to know if it's penises or peni. Do we know?
I don't know. I think it's penises, I think.
Penises. Thank you. Let's go with that. I mean, I guess people think that the bigger the penis, the more enjoyment the woman is going to have because of penetration. But again, that's
if. Could be the opposite.
Well, it could be. And that's also if we're just looking at sex as being all about penetration, which we've obviously had that conversation before as well. I think a lot of cultures associate penis size with masculinity. I mean, honestly, I've been looking at some of the extreme lengths that some men have gone to try and increase
you
the
didn't
size
mean to say lengths, did you?
So some Indian mystics have been known to stretch their penis from a really early age by hanging weights on it.
Yeah.
I mean, wow. There are a group of tribesmen in Brazil who used to encourage, I don't know if they still do, encourage poisonous snakes to bite their penis in order to enlarge it.
You could just put a bit of deep heat on, couldn't
you? Could. There's got to be something easier.
Some like tiger balm.
But you do see all sorts of products advertised, don't you? I mean, I sometimes get them popping up. I always think they haven't really done their targeted marketing research that well there.
Very,
but,
not very good, are they?
But you do see kind of different products offering all sorts, don't you?
Yes, and I think a lot of them are very dubious. I think it's just playing on people's insecurities. Like the spam email market is either trying to cure tinnitus is a good one, you know, that you just can't cure. And penis enlargement is another one that sort of just is almost on a daily basis on your spam filter box.
Mm. What and you have a percentage of trans members?
Yes, it's relatively small, 2% transgender and about 20-25% female and then the rest male. But with inside that male demographic, it's also worth saying that we've seen quite a good sort of increase of men who are either gay or bisexual. So there's sort of a broad mix of people interested in using the product.
Do you think penis size and its importance varies depending on whether you're talking about a straight relationship or a homosexual relationship?
Yeah, I think like from an anatomy point of view, I think a homosexual relationship, maybe size is maybe even more important to consider than the heterosexual relationship.
Mm. You've I'm sorry.
The reason I ask is I was talking to a friend of mine this morning about this subject.
Was that your friend dinging in? Yeah. Don't mention my name.
Sending me more pictures. No, he was saying he receives five, on average, five dick pics a day. Yeah. A day. Unsolicited.
Yeah.
People he does not know from Adam.
And they're not all Dick Emery, are they?
No. And also, the thing that got me is the poor quality of the photos.
Yeah.
I mean, not that I would ever send anything like that, but if I were...
You're going to...
I would want to arrange a proper shoot. Yeah. I'd need decent lighting.
Yeah, yeah.
I wouldn't be just taking
a quick snap of me. But you're a professional.
Yeah. But some of these, like a quick snap next to the chest of drawers. Yeah.
Oh, it's not, David, the first one, the first unsolicited one I got, this man sent it to me and, I mean, the penis was okay. But what was amazing, he had his pants down his ankles and they were the brightest white. And I said to him, what do you use? What... What cleaning product? David, the you've had so much press on this.
Yes, it's been, I mean, totally global. So it's only just sort of over 24 hours ago, I pressed the send button on a press release and then the phone hasn't stopped ringing. And yes, the media coverage has been phenomenal. So we've had a lot of interest from the UK, the US, South America, Australia. It's really been... amazing. I suppose that you might describe it as a niche product, but statistically speaking, half of the male population in the world will be below average, 50 above, 50 below.
Yeah.
So it's a relatively big niche market.
Yeah, yeah. Are you, have you been happy with the, has the coverage been kind of a little bit jokey? Because there is kind of a serious side to this, isn't there?
There is. I mean, it's a bit mixed, but I think it's good to make it light-hearted as well, so there's a serious side, but I mean everybody just getting the word out and getting people, you know, a bit more confident and talking about it is, I think, is a really good step in the right direction. So yeah, there's lots of humor sort of potential around there, but I mean you are what you are. There's not really much you can do about it, you know. If you can't laugh, what can you do, as the phrase goes.
Why did you come up with Dinky?
Just because of being small. And that was it, really.
I love the idea, though, of people meeting on your site and then, you know, at the wedding reception or whatever, you know, someone saying, how did you meet? I think at that point, if I'm really honest, I'd be tempted to say, oh, it was on Plenty of Fish. Do you know what I mean? I'm not sure I would necessarily...
Friday ad.
Yeah, explaining to your kids, oh, I met your daddy on the dinky one. Might be a bit tricky.
I like the idea of this. It kind of... Normalizes is the wrong word, but it just makes something that is normal acceptable and not, you know, nothing to be worried about.
Well, what's really interesting as well, and this is on the NHS website, they're saying the thing is, most men actually think their willy is smaller than it is. They kind of underestimate the size of their pride and joy, and that's because they're looking at it from up high, if you see what I mean.
Ali's about to offer herself, David, as a kind of prone measurer. So Ali measures penises by pizza.
Yeah.
So David,
pizza,
you know,
pizza and eye level by the sound.
Pizza and eye level. She's a very complicated woman. But what's that thing? Do you remember the forefinger and thumb? Because
yes,
that's
apparently
the difference. The difference in measurement there.
Yes, there's that and shoe size is the.
Is that true though? I wasn't sure if the shoe size thing was just a myth.
I don't know.
I'd be a very disappointing man. I'm only a 3.5 and I've got tiny hands.
Are you a 3.5?
3.5.
David, I'm sure you're fascinated by this bit of conversation. Hang on. I've got very big feet for my height.
Oh, have you?
The Lynch women are bigger foot.
Ah, well, there you go.
Anyway, David.
If you were a man, eh?
If you were a man. So where next with Dinky? Is there, oh my God, I'm about to ask something and I'm going to regret it.
Go.
But it's coming to my head. Is there like a women's equivalent website?
I don't believe so.
A dating site, but do you know what I mean?
Yes, yes. No, it's maybe another.
Is your
market.
Business brain going?
Yes.
Yeah, there isn't yet. There will be by the end of today. And is it a thing? And you don't have to answer this, David, obviously. But I mean, is it a thing that men? I'm not one, so I don't know. Do men like get a tape measure out and measure? They must do.
I think they probably, you know, I mean, people are saying, well, you know, I haven't measured it, but I think it's about, and then when they're using a decimal point in the measurement,
You're quite accurate with that.
Incredibly accurate.
And what are you using, a ruler? Or are we using tape measure?
I do.
I'd be careful with a tape measure. Imagine, if, you know, when they tick back. Could end badly.
And also, this is the erect size.
It is, yes.
Right.
Just want to make that clear.
But, you know, they're saying, as I was saying before, that men underestimate it, particularly if they're carrying a little bit of extra weight.
Right, so it's hidden
stomach.
A little bit.
So, yeah, it's like the balcony over the toy shop.
Yeah.
What a
picture
that.
You paint with your words.
I'm a poet. What can I tell you? And the average is 3.75 inches. So that's 9 centimetres long. That's when not erect.
Yeah.
And of course, then some things can make it smaller, being cold.
Yeah.
You know, going swimming.
My uncle was in a play at the National. David is another image for you. And and he was naked in it at one point. And he used to put his winky on a radiator before he'd go on stage.
No.
Yeah.
Would you remember when we had that porn star on the show? And he was saying how they always had a fluffer. Was it a fluffer?
Yes.
On set who would get them, you know, ready, prepared.
David, Ali wants to be the face of one of your apps. I'm not sure which one.
I really don't.
Fluffers are right.
A recent study, and I think this is quite savvy, a recent study of more than 50,000 men revealed that 45% of men would like a larger penis.
And what is silly, not silly about that, but you know, sad about that is I know loads of men and women who prefer having sex with a man with an average or less than average size penis.
Well, surely it's, you know, quality, not quantity.
Well, and I mean, David, I don't want to drag you in here at this stage, but, you know, yeah. And
it's what you do with it.
Making the effort.
Yeah, I mean, some of the feedback from the female users that of the site, there are some that say that, you know, for them it can be uncomfortable and they prefer a smaller size. Others are saying that, you know, there's more foreplay from a guy who's smaller than average.
Yeah.
And then others are just, the feedback is coming in saying that they're hoping, anyway, fingers crossed, that the guys are just nicer guys than some of the bigger guys. So they've got maybe less of an ego and just more down to earth.
Less of a big dick.
Yes.
But then I kind of feel sorry for the overly endowed.
Oh,
men.
I think they're fine. I think they're
but
okay.
Don't you think it works the other way, that you might be a little self-conscious if you're over.
I've got a story to tell you about that when David's gone, so upset David. David, what was the? Is there a breakdown of the age of women that are signing up to the site?
It's really quite sort of across the spectrum. So, you know, sort of 18, 30, all the way up to 60, 70, maybe, but not much more than that. But it's really quite broad. But in general, with dating as a product, you get the most people sort of 18 to 25, and then it will start to become lower. And then as the age increases, then it increases a little bit. And I think it's really just, you know, the number of people who are single versus in relationships. So maybe you get divorcees towards the, you know, 50-plus market, and then lots more singles in the 18 to 25. So it's still following the traditions that I would see in other dating products.
So Ali and I have interviewed a lot about sex over 50, haven't we? And I would think this is a great market that for your site, David, because there's a lot of, you know, the physical changes that happen. And as you said earlier, Ali, sex becomes less about penetration over 50 for a lot of couples, not necessarily, but for a lot of couples, because, you know, maybe it's uncomfortable or it's, you know, it's less where they want to go. But by nature of that, it becomes more experimental, it becomes more adventurous, and it actually becomes more fulfilling. So I wonder if your over 50 women might be joining up.
Yes, that would be a good one to track. And we've had interest from a few US companies as well who sort of focus in erectile dysfunction.
Yeah.
But they're all sort of quite keen to sort of try to do some tie up with the site, because that would also sort of fit into the same area for the older gentleman.
Do you think a lot of this penis anxiety, if we want to call it that, stems from kind of, I don't know, the kind of like locker room banter? Do you know what I mean? Like
they're when having wee-wees next to each other.
Yeah, and you're in the showers at school. I mean, is there a bit of that going on? Like, oh, look, he's got a
wiener
and all of that.
I mean, as close as we are, I've seen nothing of you.
No, but yet boys, men,
everything,
they get to see everything. Yeah. Do you think that's where a lot of this stems from?
I think it starts off
at banter, maybe, but actually, yeah, I mean, people hold on to that.
I think so. I mean, at high school, I mean, everybody, it's a long time, I'm almost 47 now, but when I was in high school, yeah, guys would just all shower together. And I don't think girls did the same even like then back in the sort of 80s. But, yeah, and then the same with the gym. So you go to the gym and everybody's, you know, sort of all together, and the toilets as well, everywhere you go, obviously, are all together.
I hate that. I'm so glad I'm not a man. I used to find it hard enough in the communal change room at Topshop. That would finish me off. Can you imagine, though?
I'd hate it.
Like, I've always... I mean, you don't have to answer any of this, David, obviously, but, like, I'm fascinated by the whole urinal thing.
Yeah.
I just think that must be really weird. Like, if you're stood next... If you're stood next to somebody you know...
You've got to look.
Well, I don't know. I mean, what's the etiquette? You're not allowed to look, obviously.
You could write a whole stand-up comedy sketch.
I think there's a lot of
kind of etiquette. I mean, the main basic ones is that if you've got a urinal combination of three on a wall,
you have to
go to a far, usually furthest away from the door, and then the next guy has to go at the next furthest one. If the guy stands in the middle initially, then that's like just completely unacceptable.
Unacceptable.
I'm sorry, I would take the cubicle every time.
That's the advanced expert move is to go cubicle.
So. Do you strike up conversation? Do you whistle? I bet you whistle.
Usually I think the best technique is really just to sort of inspect the grout work, see how well the tiling's been done on the wall. I think that's what
it's a euphemism.
My dad tells a great story. When my cousin was, I don't know, must have only been about seven or something, and my parents were looking after him, and my dad took him into the gents, and they were obviously stood at the urinals. And Jason turned around to my dad, just gave him a look and just went, "Cool, my dad's is much bigger than yours."
And Jason never visited again.
That was it. Never invited back. Going back to what we were saying about whether or not it's just as difficult if you are overly well endowed, I have just come across a gentleman on the internet who goes by the name of Roberto Cabrera. Are we familiar with Roberto, anyone?
No.
No, Professor.
This is a man who is credited with having the largest penis in the world. I think he might even be recognised by the Guinness World Records. I'm just going to show you a picture.
Before you do, can I just say how I imagine him to look? Yeah. I imagine the rest of him to be shrivelled and devoid of oxygen or blood because he's thwacking out this great big like draft excluder. Is he holding it two hands and it's still falling on the floor and where, let me see it.
No, the picture I'm going to show you, he's fully clothed.
Oh.
that was a real sense of disappointment there. But no, joking aside, I mean, he's now registered as disabled because of his huge penis. I mean, this thing is big.
Show me.
It measures in at 18.9 inches. Can you see him? I mean, you can see it through his trousers.
Let me see his face. He does look pained.
I mean...
It's reaching his knee and it looks like he's got a splint on his thigh.
I mean, I just... Wow.
How? I mean, you know that whole thing, David, again, you don't have to answer this, about like dressing to the left or the right?
Yes.
He's dressing to the left and the right.
Yeah, I mean, I can imagine all sorts of difficulties. Yes, I mean, he could be walking down the road and, you know, walk past the shop window of Ann Summers and not be able to continue walking. I mean,
it could get, it could get awkward.
This is awful.
It?
Stop laughing, Ali. Oh, no, it was me.
I wonder if that's in the Guinness World Book of Records.
It's the smallest one.
Well,
micro penises. Do you remember some men with micro penises, peni, going on this morning?
I mean, why would you do that?
Well, it's so brave.
So when you say micro, what are we talking? What constitutes micro?
That's got the definition of 3.5 inches erect or under.
Right, OK. When people join your site and they do their little kind of dating profile, is that one of the stats? Is it like, you know, name, age, colour of eyes, length of penis?
No, it's standard stuff. Like, I like arts or music or...
Lies, basically. It's just the standard lies.
Are the men still holding a fish?
Well, that's always it. Yes, guys holding fish in various dead animals seems to be something quite...
Yes.
I don't get that at all.
What? Yes. Sorry.
David, tell Ali. This is what men do. David should be embarrassed for your gender. Tell Ali what they do.
Yeah, you get a lot of profile pictures of guys that will obviously enjoy fishing, but think it's important to hold a dead fish in their hands while posing for a selfie.
In the way you'd hold your newborn, like really proudly raising it to the sun. It's a fish. It's a trout.
Yeah, I mean
trouts aren't a turn-on.
Yeah, like you know, sort of first date of 24 hours midnight carp fishing. But yeah, it's
people
it's
are
really
strange,
common.
Aren't they? Really?
It's really odd, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh my word! Hilarious. Well, listen, it has been. I was going to say an eye opener. It has been fascinating. And thank you for telling us all about the site. May it go from strength to strength.
Yeah, you know what I need to ask you though, David. What's the merch? What's the logo?
Oh, the brand name. Well, yeah. the logo itself is the dinky one. Is a D and an O together? But the
with the picture vertical, or no picture?
For the picture, it's a couple embracing. So
aww.
No, there's nothing kind of. But the logo is the one that's the when you look at it, the D and the O, the vertical part of the D is very very small. So when you look at the logo, you'll get
we'll
it.
We'll get it. Okay. Yeah. I'm well, very excited to hear your next venture.
Yes. Yeah. I have to put my thinking caps on.
Were you pleased with the Sun's headline? Wee Willie site swells. Someone was pleased with themselves, weren't they? In that
newsroom. I think it's a field day for the.
For headline writers, they're just like rubbing their hands together in glee, like woohoo. David Minns from Dinky One, the dating site for smaller endowed men. Thank you so much.
Thanks, David.
Thank you.
How interesting.
So do you
I didn't know that feet thing was... I thought that was a myth.
The feet thing?
Yeah, like he was saying like the size of a man's foot indicates the size of his willy. I didn't know that.
Well, I don't...
I never look at a clown in quite the same light.
Well, exactly that. But you would, if you were a man and people were going by shoes, not feet, you're going to wear shoes five times too big. Aren't you? You're going to wear flippers
over.
Flapping around. So... In praise of the smaller man,
yes.
I've got loads of friends who, you know, happily, actively seek out, what's actually seek out, but are very pleasantly surprised when a man is smaller.
Checking out their shoes.
Yeah, checking out the shoes. I had the worst sex I've ever had. What's the worst sex you've ever had?
I'm not answering that, okay. But you go. You
so
go
So the worst
for
sex
it.
I ever had was with a man who had the biggest penis I'd ever encountered because he was his foreplay. Right, this is so hilarious. His foreplay. His foreplay was to get my hand and place it on his winky and then kind of go, "Yep, that's right."
So
that
he
kind of thing
feels that he doesn't have to try,
and he didn't. Appalling. It was like, "Yeah,
oh dear,
oh yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah."
Very good looking.
But I'm guessing there wasn't a second date.
Oh, no. Why are you thinking that? There were quite a few dates.
Okay. Fair enough.
No, yeah, yeah.
I've come across another man with a big one.
Yeah.
Apparently, he's an actor, an American actor and a TV presenter, 34 centimetres long.
What's that in inches?
Well, that's 13.5 inches. So I hate to go back to pizzas, but if you think an average Domino's is a 12-inch, I mean, that's a big margarita right there, isn't it? Anyway.
Well, let me see him.
I haven't got a picture of him. Oh. I'll Google him, though. I'll have a look. He's called Jonah. Can't be that many. Jonah Falcon. He sounds... I mean, the name says
totally
a lot.
He's totally made that up. That's hilarious.
Oh, here he is. Here he is.
Let me see.
Here he is. Again, this isn't a naked picture, but this is him wearing a pair of white pants. I mean, can you see him? But he's saying that it's ruined his acting career because people won't hire him because he's kind of now known for his willy size and nothing
else.
Well,
how's he become known for his willy size? He must have put it out there, if you will.
Well, I don't know. I think when it's that size, I mean, look, he's wearing trousers and you can see it through his trousers. I mean, it's fairly obvious, isn't it? I don't really... But interestingly, he says that it has given him extra confidence.
He looked happier in those photos than the world record holder.
Yeah, no, he did.
Maybe that extra inch is a deal breaker.
Yeah. He did. I really feel sorry, though, for guys who perhaps feel they're not big enough. Because it's like any sort of... It's like any sort of body kind of, I don't know, dissatisfaction. Actually, the reality is often very different from what you think in your head. You know, you think it's much worse, but actually, I'm sure the person you're with isn't giving it a second thought.
And for some reason, that one seems more... Not taboo, but more... powerfully negative than a woman worrying about her boob size, for instance.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I guess it is, it's so wrapped up in virility and masculinity and fertility? Would there be that assumption? I mean, it's not true, but would there be that fear?
And I did read some awful stuff online where men had said that, you know, after a relationship was over, you know, like, yeah.
And another thing.
In a really spiteful way, that had come up, like, oh, by the way, you've got a small... Yeah, that's mean, isn't
that's
it?
That's really mean.
But I guess if you want to hurt a man, that's, you know that's going to hurt them. That's going to...
But women must worry about their JJ sizes.
Yeah, and I would suppose it's the other way around. You wouldn't want it. You wouldn't want it too big.
You wouldn't want it too big.
Would you, really? They carried out a survey recently where they asked women this very question: does size really matter? And in a video created by Cut, women of all ages have attempted to solve the debate. Would you like to hear what they had to say?
Yes.
In response to the question, does size matter? This is a group of women aged between 18 and 50 having their say.
Oh, size as in height or width or strength. There's so many different sizes.
Does size matter?
I don't know why guys are so like freaked out about that.
No, not at all. That's no. No.
No?
No.
That's how you can say it.
No. No.
Not necessarily.
Yes. Because you gotta feel it.
No.
Being confident with your body is more important.
So overall, it's a no, isn't it? Overall,
that girl's giggle was so cute. Yeah, overall, it's a no. I mean, it's size matters in that if it impacts you.
Yeah, it's how you feel about it. Because actually, if you've got such bad penis anxiety that it then affects your performance in the bedroom or it makes you kind of more withdrawn, then that's probably going to be the thing that is a bit of a negative, maybe. I know you like a little bit of new vocabulary over in Vocab Corner.
Hang on, let me just put on, let me get Dickie out.
Are you familiar with the word chode? Do you know what a chode is?
Chode?
Yeah.
C-H-O-D-E.
Yeah.
Hang on. I've got in my head, it's something, it's a mushroomy thing.
Your clothes, that will help, yeah.
How do I know this? Go on, what is it?
So a chode is a penis that is thicker, wider than it is long.
How do I know?
A bit like me. Wider than it is tall. I never knew I had a name. Chode, yeah.
Chode. That's you going to show me a picture of a chode?
I could have a look for you. I'm sure there's plenty.
Chode.
I wonder what does come up. I do worry one day somebody's going to look at my...
What do you call penises in your household?
Willies.
Willies.
Yeah. Oh, I've only got cartoon versions of chodes, which is probably a good thing, I think. So that gives you an idea of a chode. There you go. So it's girth rather than...
I see. Well, that could... hit some spots. You know what you and I need to talk about?
What?
And this is serious. And we are the BBC. And we're helping people, right?
Right.
I am not going to have sex with you again while coronavirus is happening.
Well, it's funny you say that. So, in fact, you were the one who sent it to me, that tweet from a dogging society calling off their next meeting because of the coronavirus. I mean, that did make me laugh. But they're not the only victim. A non-sexual cuddling party in San Francisco that was scheduled for March the 14th has now been cancelled for now.
Yeah.
But yes, as to whether or not you can catch the coronavirus through sex, I think it depends if you're kissing or not.
Or sneezing on each other.
Like if that's
your thing.
Weirdly, though, condom sales in China have gone through the roof.
Have they? Well, it's because everyone's at home. What
are
they doing?
If you're self-isolating for 2 weeks.
You know, I know how to be at home on my own. My friend Daniel Bruce Tyson did the best tweet ever. He just said, as an introvert, as a hypochondriac introvert, freelance, I'm in my element. There's no change in what I'm doing. Yeah.
You've been preparing for this all your life.
I love that there's everything on news, like how to be a freelancer, how to work from home. Are you going to have to work from home?
I hope not. See, I would go up the wall. I'd go a little bit stir crazy.
Would you?
I reckon I could do 2 days and then I'd start.
2 days? Yeah. Which 2 days?
Monday and Friday.
Days. Would you stock up on condoms?
I'm not sure. Are people stockpiling those yet?
Well, you just said
you
China.
You can't get your hands on their toilet.
Oh, right,
well,
I see.
I don't know. So the actual
what's the
proper
advice?
Information here is that they think that the risk of transmission is greatest when people are symptomatic. So if you're worried that a partner could be a carrier of the coronavirus, then it's better to postpone any sex sessions until you know their health status for sure. And if you're concerned about staying healthy, it makes sense to avoid kissing or getting physically close to anyone showing signs of the virus. So any kind of flu-like symptoms, coughing, sneezing. I mean, to be fair, when you're running a fever, you don't tend to go, come on, let's get it on. It's not really. I mean, night nurse is good, but I'm not sure it's really going to work. I tell you what else, though, another side effect of coronavirus. Online porn sites are seeing a real spike in people searching for coronavirus porn.
Alison,
I'm not even making it up.
You are making that up. I don't know why. I don't know who you think I am.
I get sacked for coronavirus porn on my computer at work.
Oh, come on.
I might do.
Come on. Your days are numbered anyway. Come on.
Basically, it's
coronavirus porn.
Yeah, porn stars in hazmat suits and masks and things like that. I mean, and some of us are probably working on a crotchless hazmat suit as we speak.
With a odour hand jerk. You want money on that. Yeah, that was perfect.
That was my idea. Yeah, that was I'm there. Having 20%.
I was there when you came up with that. Go for 69%. Make it funny. I mean, people never cease to, disappoint, amaze.
Yeah, amaze.
Enthrall. I mean, that's extraordinary.
Yeah, it is really. It is really. But yes, I think we've done our public service bit.
Yeah.
Should we have a song?
What do you want me to sing?
Well, I think we like to always theme our songs.
Hang on, let me think.
With the topic.
Let me think.
But we need to be considerate of all sizes.
Oh, I don't.
I need a song that. Is there any songs that say size doesn't matter? Not really.
I mean,
stuck
average
in the middle,
white band.
Stuck. Oh, thank you. Let's go round again
yes. With
the average white band. Brilliant.
I'm
average white band, with the emphasis being on the word average. And let's go round again. You're listening to After the Watershed with...
Bebe Lynch.
And Alison Ferns. Do you fancy a geography lesson?
You know me. I love to learn.
Yeah. So, would you like me to take you around the world on a penis tour?
In 80 lays?
A map has revealed the average erect penis size of men around the world.
Oh, God. Let me get a pen.
In fact, there's an interactive graphic and everything. Oh, it's like election night. I can see Jon Snow with his big swing. Africa beats stiff competition to claim the title for the world's largest penises.
Yeah, congratulations.
While men from Asia are shown to have the smallest on average. Western African countries such as Ghana and the Congo have averages in excess of 16 centimetres.
Again, wow. I need the inches.
16 centimetres. I mean, if you think of a 30-centimetre rule...
Right.
I mean,
16... Oh, you ignored the pizza today. you've moved on from pizza.
India, Thailand and South Korea are at the bottom.
Right.
With average sizes between 9.3 and 10.5 centimetres. So hang on, these are erect? Yeah, because I was going to say, cause that's pretty big, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's erect. But then, I mean, how much does it vary? I mean, you can be a shower, not a grower. Well, I've heard that terminology used. I astound you with my knowledge, don't I?
I don't know. I can't even look at you anymore. I don't know you anymore. Yeah. I wonder. I mean, this isn't possible physically, but wouldn't it be interesting to have your flaccid penis be bigger than your erect penis? So
can
it shrinks big. Of course not.
No.
But wouldn't that just blow your mind? It's a film. It's a website. What are they saying in America? Because David was saying that he'd had a lot of interest from American press.
Yeah. The US, France, Germany and the UK are all in the middle of the pack.
Right.
So very typical penis sizes ranging between 12.9 and 14.7.
Yeah.
Australia comes in the second biggest group. Average penis size, they're 14.7 centimetres.
Well, I mean, they're going to be big down under.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Although they are only just ahead of Mexico, Norway, Italy and Sweden.
Is this making you want to move anywhere?
Well, not Spain. Spain, well, I say that. For me personally, I don't think it matters.
Don't
really,
you?
Genuinely. Do you? Oh, she does.
I don't.
Spain are at the bottom of the list, apparently. Oh, gosh, they've done the same thing with boobs.
Well, I was just going to say, this is fun. Look at us, all the fun we're having. If this was about vaginas,
right.
We'd be like, yeah, right. Yeah. What are they saying about boobs?
Women from Russia, Sweden, Norway and Finland are shown on this map to have the largest average breast size in the world. Women from Africa or living in Asian countries are on the opposite end of the spectrum, the majority with A or B cup sized breasts. Australia's in the middle with C cup on average, along with France, Italy and the United Kingdom. Really, it's a C cup average.
C cup? No. When was this?
It depends where you go, though. I mean, if you're going to Bravissimo, for example, they're gonna get you smaller in the back and bigger in the cup.
Yes, yes.
I'll never forget the first time I went in there. You think you're a certain size, and then all of a sudden they go, you're a 30 double F. You're like, sorry?
Oh,
I walked in a 34C. I've walked out Katy Price. So it depends how they're measuring, doesn't it? I think.
Where's the place where they measure just by... Rigby Impella, the Queen's bra people.
Yeah, they
people.
Just look at you.
They just check you out.
They just check you
they
out.
They don't even look at your boobs.
A lot of places
boobs.
Do that now.
they look at your feet.
A lot of places do that now, though. Because before they used to get the proper tape out, didn't they, and measure your rib cage and then...
Has anyone ever measured by just putting their hands on your breasts and doing the eat sound?
I don't think that's allowed.
Oh, okay.
I think that's probably a trial.
Okay.
I think it's really, really the way forward. But I think the overall message then today is that men really don't have anything to worry about. Don't worry.
And actually, I think it's a really... The problem is, as well, especially because we're British and that carry-on sense of humour, we're instantly, this is like a kind of tee-hee thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then you're like, actually, no, how awful if that is an issue for you, in that you're worrying about it, if the worry is an issue. And this normalises that and makes it just like, no, and this is just, so like, yeah, those men that went on this morning to talk about micropenises, I mean, incredibly brave.
Absolutely.
But kind of brilliant.
Yeah.
For anyone watching and kind of going, yes, me too.
Yeah, exactly. And then it takes away, well, you hope it will take away people's insecurity a little bit. Of course, if you do want to feel very insecure, get yourself along to the Penis Museum. Do you remember when we had, did we have someone from there on the show? We were just talking about it, but I seem to remember.
Wasn't Tracy talking about it? Isn't it in Amsterdam?
Yeah, but wasn't there something, there was like a massive penis belonging. Was it a whale's penis or have I dreamt that?
No. Well, I think you may have dreamt that, but also it is true.
Yes.
It was a creature's, it was a...
This is a museum in Reykjavik, which is, well, it's devoted to the penis, basically. Because we were saying at the time, wonder what you can buy in the gift shop.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, those fridge magnets.
Oh. And this was, as I recall, it was a museum that was set up by somebody who, were they not gifted?
It was like a tribute, wasn't it? Wasn't it like an homage to someone's, what they'd left, but also I'm guessing they were...
I think they were given a gift of an animal penis. Yeah. And then it was like one of those things, you know, when people go, oh, she likes cats. So then every Christmas you get something to go with cats.
Well, in the way that I got Elvis mugs for about 10 years.
Same. I mean, I'm just looking actually on their website. Look at some of these pictures. I mean, wow. I mean, there were some serious contenders on these.
That's art, Ali. So that's big old boulders.
Yes.
And then, I mean, was that a representation of anything or was that just art?
Look, I knew I'd got this right. Yes, the foundation for the museum was laid in 1974 when the founder was given a pizzle, is a bull's penis. As a child, I was sent into the countryside during summer vacations and there I was given a pizzle as a whip for the animals.
What?
Yes, a little bit random. But anyway, at that time in 1974, I was living in a town off the southwest coast, working as the headmaster in a secondary school. Some of my teachers used to work in summer in a nearby whaling station. And after the first specimen, they started bringing me whale penises, supposedly to tease me. Then the idea came up gradually that it might be interesting collecting specimens from more mammalian species. Collecting these organs progressed slowly in the beginning, and in 1980 I had 13 specimens, 4 from whales and 9 from land mammals. In 1990 there were 34 specimens, and when the museum opened in Reykjavik in August 1997, the specimens were 62 in number. The reaction to visitors has been very favourable. The number of visitors has been gradually increasing, and articles about the museum have been published in 26 countries all over the world. Would you go? If you ever find yourself in Reykjavik, will it be on your to-do list?
No. Do you know what my take-home is?
You could take a great selfie, though. It's me in the whale.
It's me. Do you know what my take-home from this is? Mm. If you ever need to earn any extra money, I would love to hear you reading out just different words for penis. That was very moving.
Would you like me to go through a list of some different words for penis?
I think you want to go through a list of different words for penis.
Are there certain words that we can't say on the radio? Sort of penis? Self-censoring. And a penis is
so it's biological. That's the science term.
Well, because we talked before, didn't we? We did a whole show about what you call your twinkie.
Yeah,
twinkie. Yeah, it's not twinkie. Or whatever.
But Thrumpity bits of boot. It's rhyming slang.
Oh, are they? Oh, no, awesome. I know what I'm thinking of. It was definitely money, though. What did someone call it? Not a thrupney bit. It was definitely...
money.
Was it a sixpence? I'm sure they called it something. I'm sure they did.
Thruppence.
Thruppence. Was it that? Anyway, we discovered that there are a lot of words that people use for their vagina. And I just wonder whether the same applies for willies. Yeah. Now, some men give them pet names, don't they?
I've had a Vlad the Impaler.
Oh, please. What, they would actually say, like they would, in conversation, they would say hello to Vlad.
I mean, you'd have like Johnny Jr., wouldn't you?
Johnny Jr.
Woody. I had Woody once. I had a Woody.
Woody.
Yeah.
Dear me. Right. I'm having a look. There's not as many words, I don't think. Well, there's a few here that I've never
Do you think
heard
people
of,
that but... name their cars name their genitals? Is that the
There is that correlation, isn't there, between cars and willies?
Yeah.
I think it's probably unfair and untrue, she says, covering her backside. But
what do you call your car?
No, that thing about, like, oh, if someone's driving around in a sports car, man's driving around in a sports car.
Penis extension.
He's overcompensating because he's got a small penis. You do hear people say things like that, don't you?
But what about people that name them? So if you've got... So do you have a car?
I have a car.
What do you call your car?
I don't. It's just
you don't
a car.
Have a name. It's just a car.
Yeah,
okay.
It's just a
and
car.
Do you name your JJ?
No.
There you go. That's my science proof.
Oh, I see what you mean. So, yeah. Right, okay. So if you name your car, you name your...
If you call your car Daisy, then you call your vagina Mary.
Okay, these are the top 100 words for penis. Mm. The first one begins with D. Can I say that? You can say that, dick. Yes. I can say dick. Okay. The second one begins with C. Can I say that?
Yes. Charles.
Three, pecker.
Okay.
Pecker. Pecker.
That's so cute.
At four, I don't know if I can say this either. It begins with K, but it sounds like it should begin with N. You're with me.
Hang on. What?
But it's a term. But also, that's a term of kind of it's a put down, isn't it? No, it's a put down, though, isn't it? That if you call somebody that,
yeah,
it's not,
yeah,
it's
yeah,
not
I
complimentary,
don't, yeah,
is
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
Wang. I've never heard anyone call it a wang. Have you? Have you a wang?
You have the confidence that your penis is a certain size to call it a wang, because it has to have that wang
It's got to make that sound.
Yeah.
Chode's on the list.
It's not.
It is. It's at number 7. Willy's at number 6. Chode is at number 7. A term that's used for a penis that is much thicker than it is long. At 8, member.
Member.
Member comes from the Latin term membrum virile. I said that right.
I think you did.
Tool.
Yeah.
This term goes hand in hand with tool shed, which is a word that is used to refer to the vagina.
No, it's not.
I've never said put the tools back. Have you
tool
put
belt.
Your tools back in the tool shed? No. Schlong. I have heard that. Schlong. But that's a comedy
that's
word.
That's funny.
You can't really refer to that with any level of seriousness.
Is winky on there?
I haven't got to it yet. Dong.
Yeah, oof.
I guess it rhymes with schlong.
Yeah.
At number 12, joystick. Oh. No. At 13, the meat show.
Oh, that's
not
going to
work if you're vegan.
Yeah,
it?
Come on, think of the vegans.
14, the pleasure pump.
Well,
no.
That's...
No. At 15, Johnson. Don't say anything.
Yeah, okay.
At 16, Pizzle, which we now know refers to a whale's penis.
Oh, no, I thought it was the bull's one.
Oh, bull's, was it? Sorry, I'm
so
confused.
So bull's penis is a pizzle, but someone used it as a whip.
Yeah. But the word pizzle is an old term that refers to the penis. It comes to English from either German or Flemish Dutch.
It feels like pizzle comes from because you wee out of it and whizzle, which isn't a word anyway.
No,
going for a waz.
It's not particularly
waz, whiz,
sexy,
pizzle.
Is it?
No, it's not.
The Bone Ranger.
That's...
No, no, come on now. The Porker. Oh, these are getting worse. At 20, the Action Jackson. I'm sorry. I mean,
I love that.
At 21, Richard.
I should point out
our producer is called Richard. But anyway, I've never understood people who
willingly shorten it.
Particularly like you do come across people whose surname is Head.
Yeah.
Like, why would your parents do that to you? I'm all for getting a cheap laugh, but not at the expense of your offspring.
Of your child's life.
Weenie
is
at number 22.
Yeah.
Wiener.
Isn't that a hot dog?
Yes. It comes from the German word for Vienna, the capital of Austria, which is well known for its sausages.
That means nothing to me.
Which, of course, have a distinctly phallic shape. At 24, hot dog. At 25, disco stick. Made popular by Lady Gaga. Pardon me, but at 26, a plonker.
Oh, well, that's just Del Boy. That's...
Yeah, I didn't know that referred to a willy.
Didn't
you? No.
Yes.
I didn't know that. Apparently it refers to a larger than average penis. Yeah, so it's a... Yeah.
It's a good... Yeah.
Well, is it?
Yeah.
The one-eyed monster.
That's lovely.
Oh, please. Tiny Tim.
Please, sir.
I can have some more. At 29, manhood. At 30, meat. 31, shaft. 32, boner. 33, noodle. That's if your penis isn't erect.
Little noodle.
34, nut cannon. What? Oh, these are getting weird.
You've done what Rachel did in that episode of Friends, where she has two pages of the recipe book stuck together and she ends up with a beef trifle. I don't know. What pages are you looking at?
I think they were struggling to complete the list. They've just
noodle.
Got a bit silly. Noodle at 33, nut cannon at 34. At 35, heat-seeking moisture missile.
Oh, that is...
At 36, a vagina minor. Now I'm thinking of Fraggle Rock with the little lights on their heads. No. 37 Pocket Rocket.
Yeah.
At 38 Rod.
Yeah.
At 39 a Peter. Apparently Peter, Peter or Pete are two names that are commonly referred used to refer to a penis.
Peter. I went back in when I was on the cabaret scene. Mm. You know that about me?
I did know.
Oh,
that
yeah. There was a stripper and he looked like Rod Stewart and his strip name was Hot Rod.
Brilliant. Family Jewels.
Yeah.
I've
but that's
that
everything,
one.
Isn't it? That's not just the
that's
penis.
That's balls as well, yeah. Isn't it? Do you think men have the same anxiety about their balls as they do about their penis? Is ball size an issue?
Do you know what? It's giving me a headache. It's making me not wanting to see anything below anyone's belt ever again. There's so much anxiety around everything.
I tell you what I do see a lot of at the gym as well. I see men wearing leggings but with no shorts over. I would say, I'm just going to put it out there, if you want to wear leggings without kind of support garments, I think you should wear a pair of shorts over.
Yeah.
It's all up. Just,
yeah. Why? That? Where are you going?
Anyway. The Sex Pistol, the Cave Hunter, foot long.
Oh, my God. Did you just say the Sex Pistol?
Mm.
Is that why the Sex Pistols are called the Sex Pistols?
Yes, it
means...
was. Yes.
Oh.
Oh, well, to be fair, it says, we're not sure whether this term is inspired by the famous punk rock band or whether it's the other way around. Oh, don't do to the Sex Pistols what you did to 10cc for me.
Alison,
no.
It's not me. No. I am imparting information that you may need at a later date.
Mm. Anyway, I think that's enough penis euphemisms for you to be getting on with.
I've had my fill, if I can say that. You've got the gig.
For what?
Just reading out penis
words. Okay. Is there much call for that?
I don't know.
I'm looking for more songs now. We haven't got anything by the Sex Pistols. We might have to go 10cc.